Holidays bring feasting, fluffy dinner rolls, tasty stuffing, and your family's French toast bakes. With Hero Bread, indulge in your holiday favorites. Made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, bagels, croissants, buttermilk biscuits, and more. And don't forget their Hero Hawaiian rolls. With 4 grams of protein and 0 grams net carbs. Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and higher fiber options. So your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan of chocolate. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Drop everything you're doing. We've got another influencer with a podcast. Welcome here, you guys. Can I even call it that? I am literally just sitting in my PJs in bed at 10 p.m. talking into my phone. I'm just recording a voice memo and seeing how this goes. I'm going to have to figure out how to even upload this onto Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I don't even have a name for it yet. And now I'm also wondering, like, what picture am I supposed to use for, like, the clip art or the cover art? It's very likely that I will be interrupted by one of my 4 children, but fingers crossed we can get a good amount of yapping in before that happens. I don't know what's come upon me. I'm so sleep deprived. I have a long list of things to do, but for some reason decided literally like an hour ago, hey, this feels like a good time to just start a freaking podcast. So hi, this is Jyoti Wall. That's me. If you're listening, it's likely because you follow me on Instagram. Otherwise, I have no idea why else you'd be here or how you'd even hear about this. Right off the bat, I just want to share why I impulsively decided to hit record and do this. You guys, I haven't told a single person. Not even my husband knows. I have no script. I'm such a type A personality, and usually I plan my entire life to the T, like months ahead. The amount of lists and calendars in every crevice of my household to manage anything and everything. But I don't know. I wanted to do something without planning since life just feels so chaotic. We're in a very, like a changing of seasons right now. As I record this, it's mid-August here. I'm planning for autumn, fall, like in terms of homeschool curriculum, my kids' schedules, their extracurriculars, appointments, all of that stuff, and getting my life into some sort of routine and rhythm after the busyness of summer. My youngest also just turned 7 months, and even though he's not sleeping through the night, like he's still very much awake all night long. I feel like he's growing and becoming a little bit less needy. Like he just started solids. He can go longer, like between nap times. So I don't know. I just feel like this is a good time. And I guess the main reason why is because I needed a place to just talk uninterrupted, with zero editing or work involved, you know, like I don't have a fancy jingle intro to this podcast. I literally just hit record on the voice memo app on my iPhone. And I'm going to try to upload this after, see how it goes. So I can talk for as little or as long as I want. And then bam, just upload it and it's done. There's no editing involved. And that is just wild to me because most of my work and what I do is all done on Instagram, a space that is so curated. Like everything that I create and publish on Instagram is curated and edited. My pictures, like it takes so much time. I don't think most people who don't use it for work really understand how much work goes into even sharing something as simple as a story set of me talking into the phone. Like, let me lead you guys just through that, okay? Like, when I record something for me to just like stand in front of the camera and talk, which I do often, first I have to film it. Sometimes I have to retake it if I mess up or get interrupted. Then I have to put it through an app to cut the shots short. The longer I've been working on Instagram, the more and more I feel like it's evolved into people wanting to like absorb content fast. Like you have to be quick. So if you're talking too slow or you're boring and you have too many pauses or ums or uhs, like as you're speaking, people will scroll on by and like they're not going to stick around to hear that. It's awful. So if you're talking too slow or boring, like your engagement's going to like plummet. So anyways, that's why I put my videos through an app for like an AI cut to cut out all those little in-between seconds. And then I have to post it, but Instagram only allows 1 minute long stories at a time. So I have to meticulously go through, cut out those segments, and then I have to add captions, any overlay or links or images, whatever. Doesn't that sound like a lot of work? It's exhausting. And I don't know, maybe I make it harder than it needs to be because I'm so particular. I'm an artist, and like for me, Instagram is like an extension of me, and like that sounds so weird, but like it kind of is, and it's my work. So anyways, I wanted a space to just talk freely and to not have to edit I think you get the point by now. And like all for what? When in terms of Instagram, like story sets only last 24 hours, and I feel like how stupid. Like I do through all this work to create something that's only going to be up for 24 hours and then it's gone. And I know some of you are like, wow, well, you have a big following. I have 70,000 followers. I don't think people who don't use Instagram for like business work don't understand that not all 70,000 people actually see your content when you put it out. The teeniest fraction actually sees your stuff. So on a super good day, for example, I might have 10,000 people actually see my stories. Usually average, it's anywhere between 5 to 6, sometimes 7,000. And then on like a really bad day, if my content sucks, it'll be closer to 4,000. So I know 4,000 is still a lot of people. Like if I had that many people sitting in my room with me right now, that'd be weird, but that'd be a lot. But it can feel frustrating when you put so much work into creating content and then you only reach a small percentage of your following, like a following that you spent years building and like put a lot of work into. So, wow, I rambled, but I guess that's the purpose of this podcast, be able to just talk unfiltered for however long I want. I don't know. I don't plan on these being longer than like half an hour, maybe max. We'll see. We'll see, without having to edit or to do anything added. I just want to keep it real with you guys. Okay. So people don't get paid to make podcasts. I'm not getting paid for this. People, I'm pretty sure, get paid when they like have sponsored ads, obviously, like not doing that, but that's the only way I'm pretty sure that you can actually get paid. So this is truly for me to just talk and just shoot the shit with you. My hope is that you would feel like I am just talking to you. Like we're just a couple girls hanging out on the couch together, yapping away, except really it's just me talking and not you. But honestly, I'm sure if my friends are listening to this, they will tell you that this is exactly what it's like hanging out with me, because I can't stop talking. That's my greatest gift, truly. I bet when I tell Mark that I start a podcast, when I tell him, he's going to be like, yeah, it's about damn time, because this is what I'm good at. This is what I do. So here I am. Anyways, let's just start off with a little intro. You know, before we do that, this is something I like to do randomly throughout the day just to ground myself. So why not? Let's just do it. Just do it together, okay? You probably have kids running around. You're probably washing the dishes. I don't know what you're doing when you listen to this. But wherever you are, relax your shoulders. Unclench your jaw, unclench your hands, wiggle your toes, and just do a little inhale and an exhale. Just helps to get you grounded, you know? Super. Okay, let's do this. I'll just share a bit of who I am, I guess, on this episode, since it's my first episode, and I feel like this is what people do on their first episode. Maybe after this, I'll have topics. I'll do a Q&A on my Instagram, or you can message me. Just message me in my DMs on Instagram. I pride myself in responding to my followers and seeing your messages. So if there's something like a specific topic you'd like for me to talk about, just message me, okay? I'll do a Q&A. I'll ask you guys what you want and we will go from there. Yeah, maybe one day if this goes anywhere, I'll start interviewing people too. If you want me to interview you, let me know. Let me know you want. So a little bit of who I am, I guess, and how I started working online and how I created my platform, if you will. Like I said, when I started, my name is Jyoti Wall. My maiden name is Bangle or Bungle. It's Punjabi. As I said earlier, I'm a professional talker, but for real, like I enjoy doing this. I'm doing a lot of things. I really love doing a lot of things, but I wouldn't say I'm necessarily an expert at any of them. I mean, I try a lot and I like kind of maybe be half decent at half a dozen things. I don't know. But talking is definitely probably what I'm best at. So I just love getting to know people, connecting, having conversations, even if they're surface level conversations, I don't care. It's just fun getting to know people and to just learn from one another. I was born and raised in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, born on May 1st, 1991 at St. Paul's Hospital, which means I'm 34 years old. I was raised there in East Vancouver. I have three siblings, two older sisters, a younger brother, and my parents actually immigrated to Canada. I'm a first generation Canadian. My parents immigrated to Canada in the 80s. They were both from small rural villages in northern India, in Punjab, and they had an arranged marriage. And I feel like when I tell people that, they just think, oh, like what arranged marriages are nowadays, which is typically where families might like introduce a couple. And then you have an opportunity to like get to know one another, hang out, date, if you will, and then decide if you want to marry one another. But it's like coordinated by the family. That is not what my parents went through. My parents pretty well met on their wedding day. Okay. Like, I'm not exaggerating. And that was that. That's how freaking crazy is that? Yeah, I have two older sisters and a younger brother. I went to university in British Columbia, and I ended up getting my bachelor's. I studied linguistics, geography, and Spanish. And while I was in doing my undergrad, I think I was like halfway through, I applied to the summer program. I was a broke university student and I needed money to pay for my tuition and groceries and all the things. So I applied to this summer program that was offering this opportunity to work on a farm in Ontario. So across the country, if you're not familiar with Canadian geography, I am from the West Coast, like right West Coast. And Ontario is like on the far other end of the country, not like the furthest east, but pretty well east. And so, yeah, I got accepted to this program that allowed me to work on an asparagus farm for 2 months, like long hours. It was a lot. It was hard, but I made a good chunk of money. And while I was out there, I met my husband, my now husband, Mark, because it was actually his family's asparagus farm. So, we started dating and like right away had to do long distance because I was still in university, still back home. So we did long distance for a couple of years. And then once I graduated university, I was like, okay, I'm going to move to Ontario because Mark has taken over the family farm. And so obviously with farming, you can't just like pick it up and move across the country. Like we were far enough in our relationship where we knew we were going to be together. And it was like, this was the move to make. So I made the move across the country, left my family. I'm a through and through city girl and I moved to the middle of nowhere. Like when I say rural, we don't have any lights in our town. We don't like traffic lights or street lights. Grocery shopping, I have to drive at least 30 minutes to pretty much go anywhere. I love it. I love it. I've assimilated well. It's wonderful. And I have definitely evolved and become a country girl in many ways. But anyways, we eventually got engaged, married, of course. And you guys know, like we live on a farm. We have four kids. I'm currently 7 months postpartum with our fourth and final baby, which is wild, but it's good. We're entering another season of life. In terms of Instagram and like how I built this platform. So when I first moved out here after university and Mark and I were dating, I was working on the farm. Okay, I will say that first summer I was out in the field hoeing the pumpkins and planting the peppers. I was in such good shape, you guys. Like I was working on the farm. I was working the fields. And then eventually I got promoted. I worked, this is what happens when you're dating, you know, one of the owners. I worked in the office for a bit. I did some administrative stuff, eventually got a job, also as a server at a restaurant. And then I landed a really incredible opportunity, where I was actually working as the executive director of a nonprofit, a charity that is so near and dear to my heart. It provides education, to kids in Guatemala. It was an incredible opportunity to be able to serve and work in this capacity. But after a couple of years, I got pregnant and then I had to go on maternity leave. I knew that I would not return after maternity leave simply because it was a very demanding position. So amazing, but a lot of work and required a lot of my time and availability. And I just knew that I wouldn't be able to give all of that once my baby was born. And so it was the right move. However, like looking back, I'm like, man, I resigned with zero idea or plan for what I was going to do after. Like, absolutely not. And I just dove right into the unknown. And I can't believe that didn't like scare the crap out of me, but I did it. In Canada, we do receive a MAP pay from the federal government. So it wasn't like an immediate stressor because I had a full year of still getting like earning income through that. But then I got pregnant with our second, and that was 2020. So the whole world shut down. You know what that was like. I had a baby at home. I was pregnant with my second, and I felt really isolated. I had nothing to do. I wasn't seeing friends. We were just at home all the time. I started selling my fiber art. So I am a fiber artist, and I started off just creating like string art pieces. Actually, it started, so we had wooden charger plates that Mark's uncle like helped me slice up a tree, and we used that as charger plates at our wedding. And I had all these laying around, like, what should I do with them? So just on the side for fun, I started doing string art pieces on them. I would design something, make a string art piece, and then I guess I started posting it on my personal Instagram page. And for whatever reason, people were interested, like family and friends of mine, and they wanted to buy them. So that eventually, I mean, that was shocking. But then I eventually was like, you know, I'll just create another Instagram account for this. So I created another Instagram account. And the name of that account was actually originally Papel and Pine. I don't know why. Papel means paper in Spanish. Papel and Pine. And maybe that was connected to the fact that I did all this while I was still working as the director of this nonprofit. And so I did that, and then I eventually changed the name of the company to Little Pine Company, and obviously then eventually to just my name. It's Jyoti Wall now, but it kind of evolved, went from string art to embroidery, and then eventually to my fiber art, my needle felting. So that's what I primarily, do. I haven't done a bit now, to be completely honest. I got pregnant, had a baby, so much has been happening, but that is what I do. When I refer to my studio, like my studio in the woods, my backyard that I work in, that is the work that I do. It is, I call it painting with wool. I primarily now make pet portraits, and people will send me a picture of their pet. Sometimes people even send me like their dog's fur, and I'll incorporate that into a portrait, and I'll use wool to then stitch a portrait. So if you haven't checked that out, go to my page, go to my website, jyotiwall.com, and you can see more of that. But that is what I was doing, and I absolutely loved it. It was so fun. It still is. It's not like I've given it up. But I can't believe how much that evolved, and what that, like, the fact that it turned into what it did, and my following grew. But I will say my following grew because I was sharing behind the scenes. Like, Instagram didn't always have stories, but at some point they introduced stories. And I remember when they did that, it was like, I think it was around 2020-ish. I just started to share behind the scenes, my family, motherhood, lifestyle. Like, again, it was 2020. I was stuck inside the house. And so, I started to kind of share a little bit more insight into life of the maker. And I think people like to see that. So my following grew. I was also given opportunities to make pieces for celebrities, if you will, like famous influencers. You may have seen some of those pieces, and that definitely skyrocketed my following, and I got a huge influx of new followers through that. And at some point during my pregnancy with my second kid, this is when the influencing component started, because again, at this point, I was just creating art and selling it and doing commission pieces. But a friend of mine messaged me, who's also not an influencer, but for some reason she thought, you know, Jyoti, you should try this. Why don't you just message brands? Like, you've obviously started to cultivate a following here. Message brands and ask them for a product exchange, and like say that you'll post their stuff if they send you something. I didn't know this was a thing. You guys, it's a thing. You can just like message brands and shoot your shot and be like, hey, like in exchange for a product, I'll share it on my feed, like if you or my stories. And so I did that. I was like, I'll do it for free stuff. Again, I was pregnant with my daughter. We knew we were having a girl. I'm like, I want cute girly baby stuff. And so I started messaging brands, and I remember like, yeah, I started getting baby clothes. And the first time I ever got paid for something, I didn't even ask for it. I posted a picture of me with Nova and like a carrier. And I tagged the brand that like I got it from, and they messaged me, and they're like, hey, we will pay you $100 if you send us this picture, which now I'm like, are you kidding me? $100? That's ridiculous. But back then I was like, oh yeah, I'll take $100. And so that was my first ever paid gig. Just a fun little tidbit there. But it evolved. I eventually just started like cold messaging brands. This is what I did for a little bit. I would just like, again, shooting my shot anywhere and everywhere, just message them, copy and paste the message here and there, like, hey, you want to work together? You want to work together? And again, it was always for product exchange. I never got paid anything for it. But as my following grew, as I guess, I don't know, I gained more exposure, brands started reaching out to me, and they started offering me compensation on top of products, sending me products. So anyways, it really like happened over the course of time. But in many ways, it also feels like it just like suddenly came upon me. So it's been cool. It's been awesome. It's been really fun cultivating a community on Instagram, getting to know people, building relationships. I feel like I do pride myself in having a community on my Instagram that's of, I don't know, people who are like engaged and positive. Like I very rarely get negative. I have had some reels go viral in the past where I've had a lot of negative comments and hate. And I don't really give that any time of day. I just block and delete immediately. But for the most part, when it comes to my actual following on my Instagram, everyone's so kind. People are kind and loving. You who are even taking the time to listen to this, like I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for this platform, for this opportunity that kind of feels like it just fell into my lap in many ways, but obviously also in many ways, I feel like I've worked really, really hard for it. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's pretty much the gist of it. Right now, I'm in a pretty big life chapter. I obviously just had my fourth baby not too long ago. And this whole past year of like when I got pregnant with Kylo up until now, I've had a huge shift. Many of you know, I started incorporating network marketing into what I do. So prior to me incorporating network marketing, I was just doing like paid campaigns, brand partnerships and stuff like that. But I have been really on like a big like wellness journey in the past couple of years being postpartum. I had insulin resistance. I'm probably going to dedicate an entire podcast episode to insulin resistance because I'm so passionate about it. And I successfully reversed it. And that was through a lot of different things, but on that journey, I also found some supplements that I really love and I take daily. And so anyways, I signed up with a company and joined network marketing. And that has also completely shifted and changed the trajectory of my life. I'm not lying. I'm not being dramatic. And it's been amazing. So yeah, a lot has changed and a lot is changing. But as of right now, I'm 7 months postpartum. So naturally, my postpartum journey is front and center for me and also front and center in what I share on my Instagram and probably what I'm going to talk a lot about on here. So I'm sorry if it's not relatable to you right now. I think it's fair to say that I'm going to be sharing like things in real time and what I'm going through. And so this is a huge component of that. And I think a lot of you who listen and follow me are young moms, whether you're freshly postpartum or not, or maybe you're planning on having a baby. So I think this can be relatable content. So yeah, obviously I'm not going to just be talking about weight loss, but it's also about like finding energy, strength, and balance in my life again. If I'm being completely honest, some days feel good. Some days I feel like I'm killing it. Other days don't. Other days feel like it's a flop and I'm barely getting by. And that is motherhood in a nutshell and the reality of it. I homeschool our kids and my kids are mostly home with me. I absolutely love that. And I love the flexibility in this life I've been able to create having them home and earning income. And yeah, I just want to be able to share more in depth about, I guess, my life and my journey and where I'm at right now on this podcast. So how we can feel good in motherhood, not just good, but optimal. I always say that I don't just want to feel good. I want to be optimal in all areas. And that's my goal. On how to do it while juggling all the things. I want to share tips and stories and conversations, personal growth, how to build a thriving business. It is possible while you're at home with your kids. It is possible. And I just really want to feel like we're hanging out and maybe leaving you feeling a little bit inspired by something. So anyways, that's it. Go drink some water, move your body, find something, even if it's as little as brushing your hair or repeating an affirmation to yourself. Do something for yourself today. If you have any questions, again, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram at Jyoti Wall and let me know what you think. Have a great one.
Holidays bring feasting, fluffy dinner rolls, tasty stuffing, and your family's French toast bakes. With Hero Bread, indulge in your holiday favorites. Made with Hero Bread's sliced bread loaves, bagels, croissants, buttermilk biscuits, and more. And don't forget their Hero Hawaiian rolls. With 4 grams of protein and 0 grams net carbs. Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and higher fiber options. So your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan of chocolate. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.